Capes and Scowls podcast. Now with 23% more Leander. Going strong since 2010.
There was a firefight!
Why did you judge me?
You killed innocent people.
The means to an end.
You started a massacre.
I caused the revolution.
You betrayed the law!
I see you are practiced in worshipping things that fly.
Hulkamania is running wild like it's never ran before.
It's over 9,000!
What?
Rise before Zod.
Bitches leave.
Kneel before Zod.
Cowabunga!
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
Remember, there's always madness. Woohoo! Madness is the emergency exit.
Here it comes! A little going away present for you!
And welcome back. So we are still at NinjaCon 2014. So we've been talking to special guests so far, and now we have two special guests with us again that I'm super excited to talk to. I've seen some of their art, I've seen some of their books, and I just want to know more about them because they're so awesome. So if you guys want to introduce yourselves and then tell us more about your organization or company.
Hi, I'm Gray.
And I'm Steffi.
And together we are Stay Infinite, a starting game company.
Mm-hmm. We're recently starting to create these new ideas for like a dating type sim game, but mm-hmm. we want to incorporate more, well, more like less of the very triggery kind of stuff that involves in a lot of like normal games. Like if you've noticed, there's like a trend that happens with these types of games, and it's kind of like, why does this need to happen mm-hmm. in the games? And we're trying to get away with that. But basically, our studio name is Stay Infinite, and it's kind of new, but I think we're going to go very far with it.
Right. So you guys introduced the concept to me when I was over there. So the way that I might have said it incorrectly, but the way I said it, I was like, yeah, it's like a dating game where you're dating the weather, is how I said it. So
that's not incorrect at all. That's actually completely accurate.
That is it.
That's basically the idea. Like, this is how we're trying to, like, reel it in, because it sounds kind of, oh, yeah, that's interesting. That sounds unique. Uh-huh. Yes.
That's awesome. Okay. Well, I was really excited to, you know, and you guys had a kind of a mock cover of it already, kind of had like the weatherman, it looks like, with some other potential things. I don't want to give too much, I don't want anyone stealing your ideas, but what can you tell me about that game so far without giving too much detail that, you know, I know you guys are still in production.
Well, I mean, it starts out because you're playing as the main character's name is Sky. And he is in college studying meteorology, as you would have it.
Yes, that's awesome.
So all his potential suitors are weather-based. So okay. We have rain, lightning, wind, sun, and snow.
Nice.
And we also have, like, to just even things that we have incorporated, like, seasons in there, like spring, mm-hmm. summer, those mm-hmm. kind of things.
Okay.
And we're just trying to, you know, make more possibilities happen.
Okay. So, and at NinjaCon, though, you guys are selling other products as well. So I got to see some great sketches and inking, and I really love the way that they looked. I'm going to buy the Sailor Moon in just a little bit. and you have the books out there as well. So can you tell me about the books that you have so far?
Well, the books are more of my own personal work. So we're just, like, currently just sharing a table right now, and maybe eventually Stay Infinite will have its own table. But for now, it's just an extra thing to advertise on my personal work, because mm-hmm. I do a lot of personal projects, so
okay.
comics on the side and now games, yeah. So expanding territories.
Could you tell me about one of the characters in one of your books?
Yeah, sure. One of the my newest book that I just released is about fairy tales. It's a fairy tale retelling with like some shonenai elements, and the main character of that book is, his name is Russell, and he has elk horns and stuff, and he's like a magician or something like that. So you just uh-huh. you follow his adventures throughout probably 2 decades of his life. Mm-hmm. So the first part is his story when he was younger, and the second part is the current story, and that's probably how it ends. And it's interesting because I released the second part online, so it's completely free to read.
Okay.
But the first part is like in the book, so it's like a two-part kind of like different kind of like way to, you know, get people interested by online, seeing it online and be like, oh, I wonder what happened previously, instead of like what happens next.
That's so interesting. Yeah, you don't see that too often. Normally it's maybe the first book is online and the second book you might, you know, or the second you can get an actual book, whereas yours is the first book is actually a hardcover or soft cover, and then you go online for the second. That's really interesting.
Yeah.
So how did you two meet together in terms of trying to, like, hooking up and really making this work for you guys for the gaming side of things?
Once upon a time, in a land far away. It actually was kind of a land far away, because this last week was actually literally our first time seeing each other in person.
Oh.
But we've actually known each other for, I guess, like 5 or so years.
5 or 6.
Yeah, 5 or 6.
Quite a while.
Yeah, like sophomore year of high school. We're around the same age, so.
Okay.
We met actually online on the comic community, because I used to do comics too, but I stopped for unknown reasons. But yeah, I guess it's like we mutually started to, oh yeah, her art's great and hers is great too. Like, we're so awesome and we're just going to be awesome together from now on.
That's right. Yeah. I like it. Girl power.
Yes.
So did you, in high school, like, how did you get into, like, your creative side? Like, was it always something that, like, your parents were really, you know, promoting in you guys? Or, you know, was it the school that you guys went to was very artsy? Like, how did you guys get into that?
I feel like it's just, like, an interest that just developed from, like, childhood. Personally, for me, I just, like, really liked drawing comics ever since I was really little. And then I just decided, I was like, wow. It was, like, the start of the internet back then, kind of, because it was burgeoning out in the late 90s. And I was like, well, wow, there's, like, a community for this, like, online comics.
Yeah.
And stumbled on to, like, one of the pretty big ones, like, you know, there's Drunk Duck, and then there's Smack Jeeves, and that's how I found Smack Jeeves, because it was growing back then. And then it was through Smack Jeeves I met Steffi.
Mm-hmm. And then you, how did you get into all of this?
I guess I've always been, like, kind of doodling, and, like, I used to really like coloring in the coloring activity books, and but I really didn't get started, like, interested in it until maybe the 6th grade, when my friend actually introduced me to anime.
Okay.
And that's when I actually got, you know, interested, and I was like, oh, I didn't know this was, you know, a market, and I didn't know there were so many other comics other than, like, superheroes and like, you know, those things, because I wasn't really interested in that when I was younger. But gradually now, I'm kind of branching out towards, you know, more Western comics and, like, other Eastern comics, too. It's just very interesting.
So having that dynamic duo for running something like this, so is one person mainly, like, the more business side and the other one's the more kind of creative side, or is it kind of just a mix all the time?
We try to keep it really collaborative. So through our entire process, we're currently writing it, and we, like, spent, like, hours and hours flushing through the different timelines.
Mm-hmm.
And then character creation is basically Steffi pencils, I ink, and then it's back and forth until we finish it, which might take a little bit longer, but it's completely 50-50.
That's awesome.
So there, nobody, like, overtakes the other one.
Mm-hmm.
And as for the game development, that will be all on my side, because I'm more familiar with, like, coding, but I think Steffi will be taking over.
I'd be willing to learn and probably input, like, more of the script area too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I'll probably be doing more of the editing, since she'll be doing more of the coding.
Okay.
Just so it doesn't feel like she's overtaking too much responsibility.
Sure. No, that makes sense. So have you guys been to other cons before? And because this is, and if I didn't say this already, this is my first con. I've never been to a con before, so I'm a virgin of this sort of stuff. So what brought you to NijiCon, and how does it differ in terms of the theme from other cons that you've been to before?
I actually heard about NijiCon when I went to Wizard World in Philadelphia, because they were advertising, and I was like, oh, this seems kind of up our alley, and it's not too far. So I told her about it, and I said, maybe we can try to promote our game here, since it's kind of, you know, the demographic and the interest is relatable here, rather than doing it at, say, I don't know, what's it, New York Con?
New York Comic Con.
Yeah, like New York Comic Con, which we did go to. Mm-hmm. Which was very overwhelming.
Yes, because she hasn't gone to many cons, so I feel like going to, because New York Comic Con last weekend, just like broke the ceiling. So it's literally the biggest Comic-Con in the U.S.
Right, yeah, I heard that.
It's like 150,000 people.
That's crazy. It was that or like
the San Diego one's one of the bigger ones too.
No, no, last weekend New York Comic-Con was bigger.
Oh, wow.
Because San Diego hit
like... Has always been bigger, but New York has been, now is.
It's been like exponentially growing. It's really crazy. But if any con, you would be like overwhelmed, it would be New York Comic-Con. But I've been to many other cons, and just like mostly medium size to like Otakon. NijiCon is it's on the smaller side because it is their first year.
Yes.
So it's been a really great experience, like talking to everybody. It's so like I like how it's so small and you can talk to vendors and just have.
It's like very intimate. Like it's not. And you don't feel so alienated really, and it's kind of like really close, and I really enjoy that compared to New York.
Yeah, because we're vendoring here a little bit as well, and it's very interesting because I don't have any experience, but now I'm going to assume if you vendor at any other con that all the vendors just love each other and we're all just one happy community. But I've been told that's not the case, and I shouldn't expect that from other places.
Oh yeah, there is a lot of vendor drama. Actually, there are communities for it, and they're like, you know, post secrets. It's like, oh, this vendor is just not great, and this other person is just not great. So it actually is quite a catty. I actually didn't realize this because I usually stay out of drama. We like to be more like, you know.
We're too chill for this, you know.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Going to cons is supposed to be a fun thing. There should be no drama. So, but I've heard that there is some drama, and it's quite intense.
Nice. Someone should create a soap opera.
Just on vendors and cons. That's awesome. And so I guess final, so again, we want to be able to promote you guys as much as possible. So where should people go if they want to find out more about, you know, maybe not the game yet because it hasn't come out yet, but your books, your art, where can they go to look up more information on you guys?
Well, actually, Stay Infinite does. We're a little bit behind schedule because we're supposed to have our website out and trailer and everything, but I guess there's
a lot of obligations have been popping up.
But
unexpected life.
Sure.
We have a Twitter. It is Stay Infinite. It's STEY because Stay is a combination of our names, Steffi and Gray.
Yes.
Stay, and then Infinite is just Infinite.
Mm-hmm.
And on Twitter, and we should be making a Tumblr soon with the same handle.
Okay.
And also a website.
Perfect. All right. You guys are on Facebook at all, or not yet?
Are we doing Facebook?
We should do a Facebook. We'll make a Facebook page.
All right, I'll get on that.
Yeah. It's just our marketing.
Okay, so for now, go on Twitter and follow them there. And then when they make the Facebook, like them on Facebook. And you guys are going to love their stuff. So I'm looking forward to seeing what comes out of what you guys are doing.
Yeah, and we'll post the link to our website on Twitter and Tumblr, so keep an eye out.
Yes, and our trailer should be coming out soon. We're finalizing the music and art and everything. It should be really awesome.
Awesome.
Everybody's super cute and super fabulous.
And super... weathery.
Prepared for all of the weather puns.
Great. Well, thank both of you so much. I need to go spend some money at your booth, so we'll end the interview here. But again, thank you guys both very much.
Thank you
so much.
All right.